You're listening to SBS News.
Billionaire Elon Musk, who heads up electric car maker Tesla and aerospace group SpaceX, is now adding social media to his portfolio. The negotiations began with Musk proposing to buy the company at $54.20 a share. Zeev Sanderson from New York University's Center for Social Media and Politics says the Musk takeover could go smoothly or it could transform the site.
I think that if he undoes a lot of the work that has been done trying to protect against sort of normatively bad speech, such as misinformation and especially hate speech, that's going to be a bad day for Twitter users.
The White House remains cautious about the wider influence of social media platforms. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Joe Biden has his concerns.
No matter who owns or runs Twitter, the president has long been concerned about the power of large social media platforms, the power they have over our everyday lives, has long argued that tech platforms must be held accountable for the harms they cause.
She says the Biden administration is pushing for transparency and reforms. With over 80 million followers for his own account, Musk has indicated he plans to improve the service by removing automated spam users. He's been critical of moderation on Twitter and asked for the algorithm prioritising tweets to be made public. Ahmed Banafa is a professor of engineering technology from San Jose State.
So it's going to be that's going to be the tough point for him to say that it's going to be free speech. Free speech for you is hate speech for somebody else. Free speech for you is, a violation for, the laws and the policies of this country.
Twitter has already been under scrutiny after it banned former U.S. President Donald Trump over the potential incitement of violence when the U.S. Capitol attack happened in January last year. And Civil Liberties Director David Green from the Electronic Frontier Foundation says Musk's understanding of free speech is limited.
So no matter how many platforms have come before and say we're going to be the free speech platform, they all moderate content. They all, even if they don't want to, they find that they have to.
Twitter shares rose 5.7% on Monday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.